The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Belfast City Council has asked police to remove a bonfire that is due to be set alight tomorrow ahead of the 12th. There are concerns over the bonfire's close proximity to an electrical substation. There's also a pile of asbestos nearby, as if that wasn't enough. So our reporter Josh Crosby has been up there amongst the asbestos and he's with me now. Attention's high, Josh.
Oh, they certainly are, Kieran. And look, it's quite sad. The last time I was speaking to you from up here, which was only last month, we were covering migrants' houses being set on fire in Ballymena. Now we have a boat full of mannequins depicting migrants on top of a bonfire in Tyrone. And that fire looks as if it's going to go ahead at 10:30 tonight with the effigies still in place. But right now, Kieran, I'm in South Belfast in a staunch unionist area known as the Village. And this is where we have a bonfire on a derelict site where there's a pile of asbestos, as you said. Now, I've been told the asbestos has been here for a number of years already, and it's unclear how well covered it is. There are different answers being given depending on who you ask. But then also near where the bonfire is, there's an electrical substation that the power supply is linked up to Belfast City Hospital and the Royal Victoria Hospital. So, understandably, Northern Ireland Electricity has expressed concerns over the bonfire's proximity to the substation, causing potential risks to critical infrastructure and power outages. The Belfast Health Trust has said it had contingency measures included, backup generators, and it was confident there was no need to cancel any planned treatments or procedures. But I've been around near the bonfire this afternoon, meeting with some of the residents who live only around the corner from it. They say this is a political move and an attack on their culture.
This isn't ongoing for decades. The community having their commemorating a cultural event, no, reading back the bottle of boyne. It's certainly not a sectarian bigoted event. No, it's their own culture that they're commemorating. So local kids together for a load of months just erected and collected the wood and fundraised to build their bonfire to hopefully burn the 11th night. But again, Belfast City Council, the political games and shenanigans going on behind the scenes in there at the last minute has tried to destroy what was planned. Now, politicians here try to put the police in the middle and have to deal with it, but hopefully someone has some brains to solve the situation, the tensions that's grown over it.
Would you think it'll proceed anyway?
Well, let's just say this is a strong community, you know what I mean? They're not looking at the tension, never did look at the tension, look for ways to solve the problem, but it's a strong community all around here, and I'd be pretty confident that the bonfire will be going ahead, yeah.
You're living locally here yourself, you're living quite close to the bonfire?
Yes, I actually live right beside it, and I'm actually looking forward to it, but this whole crap with the asbestos and the too far to the hospital, they have waited until the week of the 11th and 12th for the bonfire to be lit. If they're that much of an interest in the bonfire and the asbestos, why haven't they not came and done something before now?
And would you have concerns about such a large fire being so close to your home or to the asbestos?
No, because it would be well under control, and the fire brigade will be on standby, and all the houses, their windows will be boarded up and made safe for everyone that lives beside it.
I think there are over 300 bonfires. Why so high? Why is it about having such a big bonfire?
But it's not really about having the big bonfires, because where it is, because it's too close to the hospital, the bonfires...
No, but they are quite big, like they are.
They always are big. Every bonfire you go round is big. The only ones you'll see as small is the kids' bonfires, and then you have the bigger ones. Every one of them is all massive.
You can see this going ahead tomorrow night?
Oh, well, I would like to think it would go ahead tomorrow night. I can't understand why they're bringing the asbestos and the electrics up now when it should have been done months ago when the bonfire first went up.
All right, so she wants it to go ahead. The City Council, Josh, as you said, asked the PSNI to assist them in removing it. And I understand there's been a decision in actually just the last few minutes on that, has there?
Yes, so the City Council voted yesterday to have contractors sent in to remove the bonfire. Now, the PSNI said it received a formal request for assistance, but it's still only, there's only news breaking there now. The PSNI have said that they'll be letting it up to the council now to look after it. So you can imagine, Kieran, they have to weigh up if they go in there or help a contractor to go in. You can take a wild guess what will happen. So what risks are greater in the aftermath? Now, I really wanted to get into the site to see up close how it's all erected and to see how close it is to the substation. But the woman you heard there in the last clip, she went around, she asked the young lads working on it, could I come in? But that request was refused. I also met with another man who was advised me not to go any further from where I was due to my accent. So look, there's a lot of distrust, anger there. And in one way, I can see like the community here are asking, like, how come this has only been brought up in the days before it's set to be lit? I've also been up in the Nationalist area, up on the Falls Road, and I met with Sinn Féin MLA for West Belfast, Pat Sheehan, to find if this order from the council will be followed through.
We're not opposed to bonfires per se. There are hundreds of them take place every 11th night in the north. But this is a health and safety issue, and we don't want this bonfire to go ahead.
Why is it taken till now for this decision to be taken?
Well, it's only recently that information has come out about all of this. This is in a staunchly unionist area, and one would expect that unionist representatives, particularly the DUP, would have made moves to have the asbestos removed by the Environmental Agency.
But you can see why people would say, when they hear this, why is it taken till the day before? Yeah. It's going to spark frustration.
That's where there's a lack of political leadership on the part of unionism, political unionism. Why have they not been raising this? Why did they not go and speak to the bonfire builders and ask them not to have that bonfire on that site because of the dangers that are posed?
How do you think this is going to proceed now? Because obviously the police are weighing up the risk factors of, if they do step in, could there be unrest on the streets? Like, where does this go from here now? We're in the, as they're saying, the 11th hour.
Yeah. Well, Belfast City Council, which is a democratically elected institution, has asked the police to step in and remove, or at least ensure there's safe passage for a contractor to remove the bonfire from that site. The police need to step up to the mark. They need to uphold their responsibility. There have been threats of violence, threats of widespread violence, coming from people who have been reported on recently as saying they're about to disband. But the police have a job to do, and they should do their job.
But in this day and age, 2025, threats from certain people pulling strings in communities can still influence the decisions that were taken in council.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the nature of the beast here.
So that's Pat Sheehan, the Sinn Féin MLA. Obviously, since you were speaking to him, Josh, you've got that information there. And actually, I see the police statement, and it's an interesting one. They say, after receiving a formal request, we assess that request, and following comprehensive engagement, we've determined that police should not assist the proposed actions of Belfast City Council. In other words, the PSNI will not help the city council or contractors remove the bonfire. They say there was a multi-agency meeting. All partners considered the environmental risks associated with asbestos on the site, etc. The consensus of the meeting was that the risk of the bonfire proceeding as planned was lower and more manageable than the intervention of contractors and the proposed methodology of dismantling the bonfire. In other words, it was going to be much more trouble getting rid of this than just letting it burn. So they're going to let it burn, Josh.
This is it, Kieran. I've just been reading that statement in front of me here now as we're on air. So, like, I'm just around the corner from it, and I didn't really see any police monitoring it on the ground. They could very well have been doing this in other ways. I'm sure they were. But it's all yet to be seen how this pans out now over the next 24 hours. The DUP has put in what's called a petition to oppose the council's decision to remove the bonfire. So, look, very political here on the ground, as it always is up here. In the area, I met with Bob Stoker, who is a unionist councillor for over 20 years. He's also a former Lord Mayor of Belfast and is now the development manager of South City Resource Centre, which is only around the corner from the bonfire. Bob has full confidence this was always going ahead.
People did consult with locals. They were happy enough with it. And unfortunately, the whole issue of asbestos was flagged up yet again, but nobody done anything about the asbestos until 3 days ago.
But when people knew there was asbestos there and concerns raised about an electricity substation, why did it continue to be the site of the bonfire?
It's still far enough away from where the asbestos was located, and it's still far enough away from the electric substation.
Surely there was a more suitable location.
The original site is being redeveloped, and the locals agreed to move it to this vacant site. It's still far enough away from any potential hazard and any potential danger to the substation.
Can we say that for fact, though?
Oh, it is. It's been measured. The height, even if it did burn and fall that way, it would still be short of the substation.
Tell me, what's the feeling locally now about these calls for it to be removed?
Well, again, there was a compromise offered. The locals offered to take about 20 rows off it, and that was transmitted to City Council. But again, they decided, no, we want it totally away. That's not going to happen. There's an anger in the community, first of all, for the lateness in the day, and I suppose secondly, its tensions have been whipped up by political parties for party political purposes.
As someone who's living and working in the area, do you see this proceeding? Do you see this happening? Or will the community stand against whatever moves or attempts are made?
I think the community will have a peaceful demonstration to say, leave it alone, you're not coming on this site. I don't expect violence, and I certainly would not encourage it.
But you think it should be lit?
I think it should be lit. And the unfortunate thing about it is with the uncertainty, if contractors and police do turn up to remove it, it will be lit prematurely. And there'll be no safeguards in place for anything at all.
It'll be lit all right. Pat in Cork says, if people are serious about a united Ireland, they need to get used to bonfires on July 11th. Another listener says, this report confirms entirely why we should never seek to have the North as part of the Republic. But I like this one. Ironically, the key selling point of asbestos was that it's fire resistant. There you go. Josh Crosby, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.